Hey guys, Cat and Chin's Retro Gaming Podcast, Toby here, and today what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking into the newest console that will be released within the next few months, and that is none other than the Nintendo Switch 2. Since we talked last, they have released so much more information about this system that it seriously is more mind-blowing realizing what Nintendo has done with this system and compared to any of the other systems. Hell, even if you compare them to any other system on the market, Nintendo has upped their game so much, but yet, however, surprisingly, they fell back in the technology. What I'm talking about is one article that I read is saying that the Switch 2 is basically one generation performance-wise back from the Xbox and PlayStation. So Xbox Series S, even Series S, as well as the PS5, they are basically like V8s. They're right there. They're putting out horsepower. They're putting out performance. However, Nintendo is still at the V6 era. They still have the power, the capability, and the sales probably could keep up with the other two, but that's one of the things that I'm kind of looking at, thinking, are people actually gonna look past the performance? Because the Switch 2 is, you know, basically at the PS4 and Xbox One level. When you have most games, yes, I think that it's gonna be good. The one part that I do have to say people are most getting pissed off at, especially with the PS5 and the whole Sony corporation, is that they really never focused on releasing games or the magnitude of games, things that could make people want the system. Not long ago, I heard that PlayStation was kind of calming back a little bit and focusing on the next generation. Same thing with Xbox. So Sony fans are kind of pissed off because in reality, they never did anything big, huge, no release, anything like that, that can actually say, this was a PS5. To me, I feel that the PS5 is still like new, especially and with the Series X. Nintendo, it's already got tons of games that are kind of previewed, like a new Donkey Kong, Mario Karts, Fortnite's coming to it again. Electronic Arts and 2K also are showing up. And the one thing that I found really interesting with some of the cheat sheets that I've read is Electronic Arts kind of stayed away from the Switch, thinking the Switch was going to be nothing more than a Wii U. However, this year, they're actually going to start putting more and more console items or like games on this console just because of the performance for sales that the Switch regularly had. Like, it was like one of the best consoles like ever, I do believe. I'm not sure. I should actually look into that one. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Another part that is going to really probably boost sales is Nintendo. When they want to, they can, you know, release it and keep it as cheap as possible. When you have the PS5 Pro coming at like $1,000 in Canadian, maybe like $1,200, it kind of scares people away. And I'm looking at it going, why does PlayStation do this? Every single system that they have, they've released at least a minimum of 2 to 3 systems. PlayStation 1, you have the old one, then you have the newer. PlayStation 2, you have the fat and the slim. 3, there was like 3 different versions. I know that Xbox did that, but that was just because the 360 was having a little bit of issues. Red Ring of Death, still one of the best consoles ever. So Nintendo, yeah, I don't know where I was going to go with that one. It's just going to be really, really interesting and actually going to be able to see what these guys do. Another part that I really, really found interesting that eventually I'm sure that the competition is going to steal it, but I'm kind of glad Nintendo did it, is you as a player get to share your screen and other things like you. So basically, you can hook up a webcam to your dock to stream your face to your friends. So for example, if I was playing against Hoyman and we were playing Mario Kart, he would be at the top and I would be at the bottom. If Hoyman's son was on it, it would be myself, him, and two other players. Like, that idea to be more interactive actually is quite awesome. When I did one of my first episodes of co-op couch games, that's what I was referring to. You don't see the people's faces. You don't see their body language. You don't see things like that. And with multiplayer nowadays, you just hear the voices, which, you know, it's okay. But when you want to play video games with your friends and they're saying Victoria or Regina or Medicine Hat, hell, even St. John's on the East Coast, you want to see their face. You want to see their expression. If you score a last second goal in NHL, whatever, you want to see them freak out and throw the controller across the room, smashing it against the wall. And Nintendo is actually doing that with it's brilliant. Just 100% hands down, ass up, brilliant. Oh my God, that's going to be so much fun, I tell you. Oh, some of the other games as well that Nintendo is trying to do, which I already told you a few, is bring a few other ones like Metroid. Yeah, Metroid is basically coming back to the Switch 2. You know, it's really, really fun seeing all these exclusive games coming back to Nintendo. And the one thing about Nintendo is they're not doing stuff like what Sony and Xbox is doing by just buying up everything. They're doing their own thing and they're releasing the games that they have. So some of the games, I might as well just dive a little bit deeper into this. Mario Kart World, that's coming. Donkey Kong Bonanza, Metroid 4, Kirby Riders. My phone's not working here. Oh, there it is. Hang on. Come on, phone. Drag and Drive, which is almost like a basketball game. The Dusk Bloods is another one. Cyberpunk, Borderland 4, Hades 2, Split Fiction, Street Fighter 6, Final Fantasy 7 Remix or Remaster. Yeah, I'm going to spill my pop cat. Sorry, guys. Tony Hawk 3 and 4, which is going to be a hit. Civilization 7, Elden Ring, Enter the Dungeon 2, Project 007, Star Wars Hitman, Survival Kids for the Kiddos, and Starseed. Like, how can you not say that this lineup is actually going to rock? So you have Madden, UFC, 2K is coming, New World of Steam, Marvel, Tetris is coming, Human Fall Flat 2, Tamagotchi. I'm not even going to come out with Tamagotchi. That's just way too much. Then, the one also, before I head off, thing that Nintendo has that is absolutely genius
is
the fact that Nintendo has all of its retro games digitally. I know people are getting really pissed off at the digital and physical copies, and people want to have their actual games, like, own them. So if the internet goes down, I guess that doesn't work. Anyway, yeah, they just want to own them. They want to have them physically and, like, display them and stuff like that. Pros and cons to both. Like, I have kids, they've scratched discs. I've lost, like, probably 40 games because of them when they were younger, and I even had them put up. So, but at the same time, you can actually get the digital and play them on your system. So what this time, what Nintendo's doing, you can still play your Game Boy Nintendo, Super Nintendo, your Game Boy Color, and N64. This generation of console, the GameCube, is going to be available for people to download and to play. Some of the classics, just like Simpsons Hit and Run. Oh, that game, just so beautiful. All right, so I'm not sure if I said it, but they're planning to release it June 5th, I do believe. So it's going to be coming up. And the price is going to be $399 to roughly $499, all depending on how powerful it is. All right, you guys, if you have any questions, comments, tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com, tangentsgaming189 across social media. So let's hear. What do you think? Improvement? Good? Bad? Or is it just the facts of life? Until next time, guys, thanks for tuning in. Tangents with Toby is not the name of this. It's Tangents Retro Gaming, and I will see you later. Peace!